Welcome back. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another podcast, Unapologetically Living. Yes, this is season two. I told you we're going to change things up, do things a little bit different from the traditional interviews that I did in season one. So let's jump right into it. Today we are going to get into, the title is Your A Game. Bring Your A Game. Yes. And we're talking bringing A Game with everything on all levels, not just talent wise, not career, just career wise, professional wise, or regarding like your hobbies, interests. We're talking bring your A Game. We're talking mental health. We're talking relationships, friendships, all that. Okay, without further ado, you all already know who I am. I am the host, Lady B, Unapologetically Living Faith Over Fear podcast, where we are unapologetically ourselves. We live in our truth. We put faith over fear, and we be our authentic best self. Regardless of family, friends, co-workers, neighbors, we live our lives based on our own terms. So without further ado, I had to talk about this and discuss this. This young lady is stuck out in the news. You probably heard. Naomi Osaka. She is the Japanese Haitian professional tennis player. She's actually known as one of the world's most highest female tennis player to date. Naomi Osaka. This young lady, as you know, she made it all the way to the French Open, and then she let them know that she did not want to go through with it, but because she felt like her mental health was not in a good space. She said that she kept quiet about it. She has been suffering from depression and like a form of social anxiety since about 2018. She knows that around the time when she played Serena Williams, that we all know, another great female, African-American female tennis player, she noticed then that's when her social anxiety started coming out and her depression. And she said, normally all this time she played tennis, she always wear her, I never knew she wear headsets to block out the audience, to block out the chatter. Because social anxiety is an issue. So let's talk a little bit about that. When I say bring your A game, now I was looking at, you know, different quotes and different things. I was fishing through, getting ready for this podcast, and I came across John Wooden when he said, talent will take you places that your character can't keep you there. I'm gonna say it again. Your talent will take you. It will get you places that your character can't keep you. Now, your character is not always, people think your character is always good and bad, morals up and down, if you're honest or versus you're a liar. That's not always just your character. Your character is also who you are as a person, as in being true to yourself as well. Are you putting on a facade? Are you really being yourself authentically? Like, you are not backing down from what you believe in, being open and honest with your flaws, with your strengths. That's also your character. People think your character is just, oh, if you're just, you know, if you're just a good person versus bad person. No, you can be, everyone is a good person. They just make bad choices, bad decisions. And we all have made bad decisions, myself included, at, you know, any given time in life. Some of us just make really drastic bad decisions that are illegal, I should say, or harmful to other people and to themselves. But then it's also people that do stuff that we never would know about. They just ain't got caught. And so in the public, and so privately, they're doing these things, but we don't know it publicly. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can always feel free to send me an email. Let me know how you all are feeling. Don't forget, this is a quick little plug, unapologeticallyfearless, the number 1 at gmail.com. Again, unapologeticallyfearless, the number 1 at gmail.com. Quick little plug. Let me know how you're feeling. You have some views on this, or if you want to introduce a new topic, a new show, or you would like to be a guest and even talk about this or something different. But let's get back to the topic at hand. So when I'm saying that, bring your A game, that's being all of you. Not just this young lady, she's good at tennis. She's a beast in tennis. But
She's holding herself back, which is keeping herself in bondage, which is causing her to suffer from depression. It suffers from social anxiety. She gets this anxiety when she's out being, have to be sociable. The cameras are in her face. The people are asking her thousands of questions. The fans are going wild. Some of them may be rooting for her. Some of them might be booing for her. Some of them are rooting for her opponent. I mean, she's have to internalize all this because this is her success. This is her flight that she's on right now. She's at the highest level as a tennis player, and she's like, I can't. Now, don't get me wrong. I commend her. I wish I could meet her in person and give her a hug and commend her and say thank you for being you. She is being unapologetically herself. She's unapologetically living. That no matter the accolades, no matter the money, no matter the title, no matter the experience of playing in the French opening, it's not worth my mental health. Because I'm not in a good place mentally, socially, I'm not there. So all this fame, all this notoriety means nothing because I am not in a good place. And so that itself is unapologetically living because she is being true to herself. She's being true to her character. She's finally letting her character show, like John Wooden is saying in his quote, her talent got her at this highest level, but her character's still downstairs in the basement. Her talent got her at the roof. She's in the penthouse and suite. She's overlooking the world. But meanwhile, her character, her real personality, who she really is, outside of her talent, is downstairs in the basement. And she's like, I can't put this facade on. I can't go out there when I know that my real true spirit is downstairs in the basement. But I have to put on this show because the cameras, the money, the fame, the notoriety, my talent is telling me, sis, you own the penthouse. Look over. How many of us do this day to day? We do not bring our A game. We bring our A game with part of us, but not all of us. We bring the A game with our talent. We bring the A game at our jobs. Oh, we're running around the office. We're running up and down the hospital. We're running through the courthouse. Wherever it may be, the construction zones, your truck driving. I mean, we're killing the game. The entrepreneurs, we're hustling. We're going from one endeavor to the next. We're getting that bag. But, however, we're suffering in silence because our real true character is really in the basement. Yeah, we're soaring in our careers and our professions, but our real true authentic self, we might have social anxiety like Naomi. We're not ready to deal with that yet. We may have relationship issues. We may have friendship issues. We may have self-esteem issues. But oh yeah, but I'm doing well in my career. Oh, we just bought another house. We just bought another car. We just did this. We just went on this vacation. I never forget the time where a young lady I went to college with, and she still, you know, we still follow each other on social media. Prior to the pandemic, this was a while before the pandemic, I was seeing her travel like multiple times a month. Sometimes alone, sometimes but with friends, sometimes with significant other. But she was traveling. I'm like, wow, this girl is really living life. She's really getting it. She's out here, you know, seeing the world, as well as balancing her career, her job, everything. She's traveling at least twice, sometimes more than that, in 1 month, every month, consecutively, for like this whole year. And I'll never forget this one day she posted, I don't know if it was her birthday or something, she posted that living life was still a struggle for her. That she was so unhappy. She was going through different mental health depressions. Those trips was cover-ups. Those vacations were cover-ups. Those vacation pictures were cover-ups. She really wasn't happy. Even on vacation. Even multiple vacations. So she's soaring in her career. She's living this great social life that so we it looks like. But the meanwhile, she's on these vacations, sitting on these beaches. I mean, we're talking, you know, not just local. We're not talking about within, you know, the United States. We're talking about she's going across the water. We're talking international trips. You're going across even internationally. But your self-esteem and your character's at home in the basement, in the lower level. You're still not being authentic sitting on that beach in that sand. Whether it be pink sand, black sand, white sand, you're still not your authentic self. And so I commend Naomi because she's at another whole nother level of success and richness with her pure talent of playing tennis. And she like, I'm not going to pretend no more. Not another day. I don't care about this French opening. I don't care about how much endorsements, sponsorships, money. I know, and she actually on her Instagram, she actually said it like, I know this is bad timing, but I tried to convey this as nice as I can. It's, you know, I'm ad-libbing what she's saying, but she said, I never wanted to be a distraction. And I accept that my timing was not the ideal. That was quote exactly what she said. I know my timing was not ideal, but unquote. But she had to get the message out. And so many young women is looking up to her, whether they're sports, you know, in, you know, field favorite or whatever, no matter what, if it's music, dance, whatever it is, if it's career-wise, entrepreneurs, whatever it is. So many women will look at life differently now because this young lady stood up and say, I'm not going to keep on going another day acting like I'm happy, and I'm not. And I commend her, and I love it because that's the reason why I started my podcast, Unapologetically Living. Because it's too many women and men, children, teenagers, that are being told that you have to have put on this false narrative, especially if your life is going good, especially if you have all your ducks lined up, as the older people would say, that you have to, everything is going well. But no, that part of my life is going well. But another part I might be struggling with, and it might not even be mental health. It can be just friendship wise. I'm struggling with having a healthy friendship. I see that a lot on social media. I'm struggling with the fact that I'm an adult and I don't have a healthy friendship. I'm struggling with the fact that I'm struggling with my health, whether it's the lose weight, the gain weight, or I'm getting told I got hit different health diagnoses at the doctor. I am struggling with these things, but yes, my career is good. My relationship may be great. I might have met the love of my life. I'm working at the best job, but it's still something that you're struggling with that's in that basement. So this is why I birthed Unapologetically Living. For people that want to live unapologetic, they're going to stop apologizing. They're just going to be open and be themselves. You receive it how you may, but they free. Because I'm free to be me. I'm free to not live in this bondage of what you're going to think of me. Family, friends, neighbors, coworkers, church members. I am free from that. If you follow me on Instagram, unapologeticallyliving_, you know I always put hashtag free in my 40s. That's one of my favorite hashtags, free in my 40s, because I'm me being in my 40s now, I mean, I'm freer than I ever been in my 20s and my 30s, sure in hell, my teenage years. And it's not because, yes, part of it is because I'm an entrepreneur. Yes, part of it is because, you know, I'm an investor. But those are not the real reasons. The real reasons I am free is because I get to wake up every day and live life based on what my creator tells me to do and what I have in mind and what's on my agenda, because I have tapped into who my creator is. And for you, it may be somebody different, but that's what makes me free. That I'm not bound to a specific role. I'm not bound to specific titles. I'm not bound to a certain area. I don't have to spend my day saying, okay, I have to do this every single day, Monday through Friday. Every day of my life looks different, and I love it. Some weekends I'm with my husband and my teenage son. Sometimes I'm with my friends. Sometimes I'm with myself. Sometimes I'm with my business partners and affiliates. I mean, it looks different. And I love it. Every day is not the same day for me. I woke up today and was like, I need to record. I got to get this podcast out of my spirit because I have some more that's going to come out. Because I told you we're fired. And I still gonna have some stuff I need to do with some guests. But before I start my day with my clients, I was like, I need to get this out. Now, tomorrow my day may look different. I may start off doing something different. And so that is what I love about being free. I don't have to let somebody else dictate, and I don't have to pretend. I don't have to put on a show. I can literally say, this is what I'm doing today. This is what I'm not doing today. And I'm okay with it, even with my spouse. I love that he's the type of man that's confident in who he is, that he allows me to be myself. So if I need to go to the gym and work out for 2 hours and, you know, well, it's cardio for an hour. The other hour, I'm either in the sauna or the pool or the hot tub. I'm just saying. If I need that, he allows me to have that. And that's a part of being free. That even if you are married, or dating, you're not bound to that person every day. You're not bound to that person's ideas and their dreams and their goals. Now, don't get me wrong. We have couple goals. We do. We do. But I also have my own goals as Lady B. And he has his goals as Mr. B. So, don't forget, send me an email. Let me know what you're thinking. Unapologeticallyfearless, the number 1 @gmail.com. I promise I don't bite. I respond to all my messages. It may take me a few days, but I do respond. I ain't that bougie yet. No, I'm just joking. Again, this is Lady B. We are unapologetically living. We're living life based on our own terms. We are not apologizing anymore. We're going to live our best lives, be our best self. And in this season, we're going to do what? We're going to stay fly. That's right. We're going to first love yourself. Stay fly. I am Lady B. I'm out, y'all.